welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It's December 8th, 2021. I tell you, God is working in some strange ways right now, and we are rolling into a total new season, and I want to encourage you just to take some practical steps. And the transition we are in, it's going to end in a very, very good way. Lord, we pray that you would open this up right now. Open up the heavens. We pray that you would break open the Word of God. We would break up the things that's in our soul trying to hold us down. We pray for the healing of our bodies now in Jesus' name. I just recorded a podcast, very, very powerful podcast with the word, prophetic word for December. It will align you with the coming year. And we are entering into this time. It was actually episode 209, December 1st, on the new ability to discern God's voice. Check that out because it's got some powerful things. I want to just, because there's things going on right now, I don't want people to forget about this. There's a new wave of encouragement happening right now. Strength. Tap into this. I tell you, I am operating in this. Strength and encouragement. 2 Chronicles 16:9, for the eyes of the Lord range through the earth, looking to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. There is power right now. There's new strength. And you have to step out of some negative talk maybe. I tell you, there's something in it when you just step out of your situation and step into God. He's going to do something. Also part of the word was the power to pray is still here. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks on all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, over the past few months, we've really been damaged. I tell you, I've been releasing prophetic words. We got hit by the pandemic, not just finances and not being able to meet together. The biggest thing was causing people, the elderly and the mature, to go to heaven before their time. But they, I tell you, they're being credited for righteousness there. Habakkuk 2:1, I will stand at my watch and position myself on the ramparts. I will look to see. These were the watchmen, but I tell you, the watchmen don't have to be at night. Several people have contacted me, but I can't get up at night. It says nothing about being at night. It could be day and night. In fact, we need day watchmen. Some of the retired who pray, they're praying during the day. It could be morning, day, night. The watchers need to pray right now. I like morning, but I pray all the time anyway. But the storm of the Lord is another piece of this prophetic word as a response of the storm of Satan. God has unleashed His absolute power against darkness, and He will not relent until His purposes are fulfilled. Jeremiah 30:23. But the storm of the Lord will burst forth in wrath, a driving wind and a swirling down on the heads of the wicked. His fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back until He accomplishes His purposes that He has. And in the days to come, you will understand this. Now, this is not about people. It's not about political groups. He's not going to judge people here. He's hitting the enemy. I love this little verse here. In Jeremiah 30:24, we call it B, where you come up, you know, that little hat, last half of that verse. It just says, in the days to come, you will understand this. The Lord is releasing revelation and understanding, especially over the next few weeks and months and the days to come. You're going to see something start to unpack and unwind. He's going to give you understanding in the attacks against yourself, against cities, churches, businesses, the world. He's going to give you discernment in how to fight this battle. This is not a time to pull back. This is a time to move forward. So another part of that prophetic word is the new discernment of the voice of the Lord. The Lord is releasing a new ability to hear His voice, discern the false voices. So be prepared to sort out these things. And this is not to bring condemnation or judgment on you. This is to bring freedom. And it's kind of like a coach working with you. You think of the Lord as a coach right now because He's doing it. John 10 is part of the word I release. John 10, about the sheep and the shepherd, you know, the good shepherd. In verse 2, John 10, 2, the one who enters the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. And the gatekeeper opens the gate for him. That's the Holy Spirit. He's going to open the gate. Jesus is the gate. Jesus is the shepherd. The gatekeeper is like the Holy Spirit. And the sheep will listen to his voice. And he will call them out by name. So the Lord's going to start speaking things. Whether I doubt if you'll hear your name. You might. But he's going to start doing things. He'll put songs on. He's going to do things behind the scenes. He's going to give you a sign that you will know. He's going to speak to things. In 10:4, John 10:4, when he has brought out all of his own, he goes ahead of them. And they follow him because they know his voice. So he's going ahead of us right now. And we're going to now fine-tune some of those voices out. Those are the John 10:5 voices that says, but they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they don't recognize the stranger's voice. The Lord is now going to fine-tune things in you. The ability to discern the voice of the Lord is going to increase, and especially over the next few weeks and months. And as he's coaching you through this, he's going to show you. He's shown me some things. You know, it doesn't mean you have to have voices in your head that's wrong. It could be that you have a discernment or your ability to interpret might be, you know, the filter might be clogged or something from upbringing or something. You know, it could be advice of others could be the same thing, voices of others. So this is internal and external, but the Lord is working with us right now. And since this is happening, we must have the spirit of grace and reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5:18. All this is from the Lord who reconciled himself through Christ Jesus. He gave us the ministry of reconciliation. He's giving us the ministry of reconciliation. So that means that he's trying to reconcile things. You know, when you reconcile like a bookkeeper, when you reconcile your checkbook, you reconcile anything. That's what he's doing right now. He's going to show you some things you need to tweak. Don't use it as condemnation. Let him reconcile things with you. And then he's going to give us the ministry of reconciliation. Start with yourself. Put your own oxygen mask on first before you try to help anybody else. Do not move into judgment right now. So this week, I want to talk more about the Lord speaking and moving in unusual ways and what to watch for. Watch for God to move in strange ways. He is right now. I started looking it up when I heard the Lord say he's about to do a strange work. I knew that verse was Isaiah 28:21. I had to Google it, but I knew that there was one out there. And he said, the Lord will rise up to do his work, a strange work, and perform his task, an alien task. The Lord is going to move in a strange and unusual ways right now. But the result is to help you and not hinder you. The result is to position you for the greater work, the greater blessings of your life. God is, I tell you, his ways are not always understood by our ways. Isaiah 55:8, for my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than yours and my thoughts are higher. All right, think of it this way. God's reconciling. His ways are higher. So he's bringing you up higher into your understanding. And this is a time for you to put your trust in the Lord as you take an elevator ride. Maybe it'll be an escalator. But we're going up to a new level. And things are going to happen at that new level that you might not understand. Habakkuk 1:5. For I'm going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if I told you. The Lord is going to do some unusual workings right now. He's going to bring things about to bring financial blessings. So watch for things to start to happen as we work. It might look strange, but God's going to advance you. And I want to encourage you to trust the Lord with all your heart. I love Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight. But trust in the Lord. You need to write this down, Proverbs 3:5, with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. You know, sometimes we try to figure things out. We need to trust God. God's got it worked out. You know, God is working things behind the scenes. And right now, it's to advance us to this next season. And we are seeing this right now. We are actually seeing an alignment There's some things, there are unusual things that are happening at the moment. And Romans 8:28. But we know that God will work all things for the good for those who love Him, who have been called according to His purposes. Now, He's going to release something new. He's going to release something unusual. And I'm a signs prophet. What happens to me, like Ezekiel 24:24. What happens in Ezekiel was a sign. I live things out. And so I've been walking through warfare galore. I mean, some people, they've been praying for, maybe been hearing that I've been hit with warfare over and over and over. And I just want to encourage you that what's happening with me right now, no matter how strange it looked, no matter what kind of warfare that I've been going through, don't be discouraged by this. The Lord is saying it is His will. He's going to use this no matter what. And He spoke to me in December. He said, encourage my people. He says, tell them to don't give up. And about the transition, that we're about to transition into an amazing new season. And so Philippians 3:13. But this one thing I do is forgetting what is behind and straining for what is ahead. Philippians 3:13. Get your eyes on the Lord. Move forward with it, no matter what happens. The storm is around us, but the Lord is greater. He's leading the helm of the storm right now. And I tell you, I'm just going forward. I've been telling people, move forward no matter what it looks like. The Lord's with us. He is with us. Draw upon the Lord no matter what it looks like. The power of the Word, the power of prayer, the power of communion, the power of meeting together, the power of agreement. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. This is a time. The Lord gave me three Bible verses. These are powerful verses. John 16:13. 1 Corinthians 2:10. And Daniel 2:22. And if I just usually use them all together, and I'm just going to read them all together. These are the Spirit of Truth verses. I take communion every day, and I pray quite often when I need it. An answer. Some people who need an answer right now, you need to get this down. John 16:13, 1 Corinthians 2:10, Daniel 2:22. But when He comes, the Spirit of Truth, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will only speak what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. These are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit, the Spirit that searches all things, even the deep things of God. He reveals deep and hidden things, and He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells in Him. Wow. Lord, we pray that You would activate this. Pour out Your Spirit to be able to hear Your voice. Give us that understanding. Go ahead of us the way You promised. We pray that You would strengthen us in the storm. We pray, Lord, that You would work all things out for the good. We thank You, Lord, that no matter what happens, that You're with us. In fact, You're not only really with us, You're blessing us in the strange ways in this season. I ask now to come into agreement together on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Whoo! I love this. God really moving right now. DougAddison.com is my website. I encourage you to give to us if you'd like to. DougAddison.com/give. You can text L-O-V-E to 45888. Love to 45888. Or use the Doug Addison app. Hey, if you guys probably don't even know about it. If you don't know about my app, many people who want to take a break from social media, you can still get my words, get my videos, get my daily prophetic word at the Doug Addison app. It's all available for everything. And consider becoming a partner with us. DougAddison.com/partner. Our current offer, what we're doing this month of December, December 18th, I'm doing a training, very powerful training, praying with power, bringing heaven to earth. And I tried to do that last month, but it got postponed. But it's December 18th, $37. That's less than a cup of coffee a day. DougAddison.com/pray. I'm so encouraged. Keep moving forward. God bless you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.